Oh, it's extremely tough. As I say, they're slap bang in the middle of the business end of their season. We're only a couple of weeks back training and playing friendly, so huge difference in the preparation for the two teams and clubs. But in saying that, like, it's not often these opportunities come along for clubs in Donegal to play against League of Ireland opposition. Thankfully, we've had a lot of experience with it, but we've a lot of young players in, and it's new to them as well. So look, it's a great occasion, it's a great chance and opportunity, but it's a tough, tough ask.
Yeah. What about your squad from when you finished the season, when you wrapped up yet another league title, Gavin, to where you are now, starting your campaign in an FAI Senior Cup match? Has your personnel changed much? Has there been many new arrivals?
We've two new arrivals, and thankfully everybody has been retained from last season. A squad, and that was the most important thing for us. We've brought in Lee McLaughlin. He's from Carndonagh. He played last season with Derby and was with Hearts before. A very, very accomplished defender. Lots of potential. He's only 20, 21. Really good acquisition. And we brought in Paddy Slevin from Alia, who's played with Alia for the last couple of years and slightly one under the radar, but he's been really impressive, really, really impressive in pre-season. Looks a good energy and a good confidence about him. So we're really impressed with the two guys. And as I say, retaining our squad from last season was the most important thing.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, at this stage of the year, we don't have everybody available and we haven't had the full group together yet, but like, come the start of the season, we'll be looking forward to it, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What's the actual pre-season been like for you?
Ah, look, it's the same as any summer. No, you're dealing with amateur players, and you have holidays, and you have other commitments, and you know, some boys playing Gaelic and all that there, and that's acceptable and it's understandable, you know. So it's been stopped there. We haven't had the full squad together for anything yet. I think we've had three pre-season games, and we've had three training sessions together. So it's not ideal. We've only really been together a few times, and as I say, the whole group hasn't been together. Some of the guys haven't met each other yet, so. It's not ideal, but it is the way it is for no local and amateur intermediate football. You know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Any of your big guns missing for the game on Friday?
Yeah. There's a few. Garvin Freeland obviously will be a big loss. He's on holidays, as Adam McLaughlin and Oisin McMinnum. They're all away. Jack Doherty's injured. And Keelan McColgan's in America for the summer. So, like, they're all players that would be in about the starting 11. So we're obviously a few bodies down. But at the same time, we have the squad depth, and it's opportunities for all our people to go in and play, you know.
Yeah, and obviously a couple of your friends, you know, sitting on the opposition bench at the weekend. William O'Connor's there, a man you know very, very well.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a strange one for, I suppose, William. More so than ourselves. Look, William's a job to do there, and obviously he'll want UCD to be in the next round. And if he didn't, there'd be something wrong. But look, you see, it'd be worse to lose to somebody else than ourselves for him. Though he'd be happy for us to get there as well. And he would have wanted a different draw, but it is what it is, and we've all to do our jobs. And look, we haven't been giving away much to him over the last week or two, and he's obviously not giving nothing away to us. So. Look, like I say, it's an interesting concept of the game, but it's on the day. It'll make no difference.
Yeah, listen, it's for a club like Cockhill Celtic, and even to the extent of Bunnygee, and you've got like Pike Rovers and other junior and intermediate clubs that are involved in this competition. Gavin, is it maybe something the FAI have to address, because it's a huge thing for them to get to the FAI Senior Cup, but they're playing their football at a different time of year to what the big sides in League of Ireland football are. So they're sort of putting the smaller clubs and the underdog at a disadvantage straight away.
Oh, that's obvious. But look, I've been an advocate for a long time of calendar year football. Like, I've experienced both in terms of the League of Ireland, the Irish League, when I was playing, and I've experienced both when I came back to the Ulster League with Cockhull. It was a calendar year that we played, and everything about the calendar year is better in terms of training facilities over the summer, you know, on grass all the time. You can play 7 days a week in terms of, you can play your fixtures at any day of the week because of the weather, and you have your winter break, and you don't have like the bad time of year. But look, the Ulster Senior League had to revert back to it because of the the transfer windows between the junior leagues because they weren't moving. So, look, it's an FAA problem. The simple fact is, once they moved League of Ireland and National Leagues to summer, all football should have moved along with it.
Yeah.
But it hasn't. So it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. If it was the shoe was in the other foot, it would be a disadvantage to the League of Ireland clubs and they wouldn't be playing. So you have to deal with it and you have to get on with it.
Yeah, yeah, but the smaller clubs always dream of something happening in the cup and pulling off a big result. But the way it is at the minute, it's reducing the opportunity and the chances even more of that happening, Gavin.
Oh, of course it is. Look, the exactly the same is happening for the League of Ireland teams and the Irish League teams in Europe. If you look at results, like League of Ireland teams are better prepared for the European games. They're getting further, their coefficients going up. And you look at the Irish League, Linfield lost 8-0 last night. So, like, they're only in pre-season and they're playing against teams that are within their seasons. So, like, it's a no-brainer in terms of competitiveness being in your season. And yes, it becomes more difficult and the gap becomes wider on the different levels because of it as well.
Yeah. Anyway, back to your own game on Friday. UCD will be seen as hot favourites given they're a Premier Division side, but there's always a chance in the Cup. Cockhill might pull it off, Gavin.
Oh, there's no doubt. Look, we're not going down there with a defeatist attitude or far from it. Look, we're going to give it a proper go, as we always do against every opposition. You know, this is, I think, this, if I'm right in saying, this is Cockhill's 14th game against senior opposition between the EA Sports and the FA Cup, which is an unbelievable achievement for a club from and a showing to even, like, to do that. Like, it's nearly the novelties wore off. A certain extent, the expectation is to have it every year, which is great. But again, we're going. We went to all these places. We went to Galway, Drogheda, Longford, Harps, Sligo. We've played them all, and we haven't went with the NAC. Oh, we're going to get beat. We're going to get hammered here. We've only lost a lot of occasions without a goal. So, look, UCD aren't having the best of seasons neither in the Premier. They are beatable. They are probably a wee bit fragile in terms of the games they've been losing. So, look, we're going to put it up to them. There's no doubt about that. But, like, the realistic expectation is they should be too strong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Gavin, thanks for talking to us, and we wish you the best of luck against UCD in the Cup on Friday.
Cheers. Thanks, Austin. Thank you.